Okay, good to see everybody. Appreciate everybody being here. What questions you have?
John, there were reports of Justice Hill signing contract extension. I mean, how happy are you for him and just his growth? I mean, he started as a special teams player and has really become a big part of what you do offensively.
He has. He's still a very good special teams player, I might add. But Justice Hill, congratulations to Justice. Congratulations to his family. Congratulations to the Ravens. And that's Justice has become a really, really good football player. And, you know, he came in here, fourth-round pick, Oklahoma State, a lot of talent. We were excited about him. Threw himself into special teams, like you said. Is still a very good special teams player. We haven't used him there as much so far, but he's ready and willing. He practices every day at that as well. Just to see him get that kind of a reward, you know, for everything he's done, probably one of the greatest shining examples of come to work every day, ready to go to work every day. You know, be at your best. Positive attitude. You guys see him. You know how he is. Upbeat, ready to go. Nothing too big for him. Nothing too small for him. Just wants to be his best and lift everybody up. To see a guy like that get rewarded is, to me, what it's about.
Did you also use him as an example to maybe a younger player who got hurt in year one or year two as a, hey, that this doesn't need to be the end of your story?
There would be. Yeah, absolutely. I haven't done that yet specifically, probably, but he would be a great example. And we've had other guys like that. But for him to tear the Achilles the way he did, maybe he's faster than he was at this point, but shows you how hard he's worked. Credit to the trainers and the guys in the weight room for sure, but that's probably a great point, Charles. I think he'd be that example.
Joe, what about just the fact that, I mean, he's a day three pick to get a third contract with the team? I mean, when you talk to other guys that come in here, you know, a lot of day three picks don't hang around the NFL very long. This is his third contract.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what the stats are on the day three picks that get three contracts. You know, it's probably – how many players get three contracts? I don't care – where you get picked. But, you know, I do believe that when a player, especially who's got the right mindset, thinks the right way, no matter where he's picked, first-round pick or undrafted free agent or anything in between, that's the plan. You know, they want to get three contracts, you know, and here's a guy that's actually done it. So he'd be a good guy to go talk to and seek advice from.
How much did the walks on Christian add to, you know, how impressed you guys are with him?
Say that again?
How much of the walking that you did on Christian?
Oh, well, it didn't hurt. It wasn't probably the thing. I think Eric's probably my guess is Eric and Nick have been working on that for quite a while. But, I think it's an example of he'll do anything he's asked.
John, we saw you spend time at the offensive line this morning. You've done that before. But obviously, that's a point of emphasis. What prompted that, I guess,
For me being down there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And are you still looking at maybe rotations or any changes there?
Yeah. To your real question. I'll answer your fake question first.
Not a fake.
It was clever. I just felt like in that walkthrough they needed a little speed, quickness, athleticism out there on the edge, and I felt like I'd be the guy to provide that. Had a nice swipe hop-out move, if you noticed. But, we're definitely a work in progress. I mean, there's no question about that. We're heading to where we're going to be. I'm very confident that we're going to be the kind of offensive line that we need to be. We've been down this road before in the offensive line. We've been down this road in other positions. And we got to work at it. We've got to build that because you can't be a great offense without having a great offensive line. It's just I've never believed it was possible. If you go back to 2008, we talked about you starting the trenches, starting the offensive line and the defensive line. And that's been true since Fielding Yost was coaching in Michigan. It's going to be true 100 years from now. So that's important for us. And we are a work in progress. I think it's still competition. It's still up in the air for certain spots. And that's part of it, you know. So we're going to go into this game and play the game. And, you know, I'm really excited because I think we're going to play great. I think our offensive line is going to play great. You have to believe that and feel that way. And I'm looking forward to it. And you probably will see some different guys, you know, in spots. So that's just part of it.
And what kind of versatility does a guy like Pat carry?
Well, yeah, that's the thing about Pat. You know, Pat can play all five spots, and he has. So that's a valuable thing. That's part of why he's at right tackle, you know, first two games. So that's a valuable thing.
Some of the guys have mentioned this week that there's been maybe a little different energy this week's practice. Have you sensed anything different in that regard?
Well, I mean, I think we always practice at a high level with a lot of energy, but there are levels to that. And this week, the guys were in it. They were on it. And, I think they set a standard for this season for sure. And I want to keep building on that standard because, to me, it's a practice sport. And it's a race to get better. And if you're willing to go out and practice hard and well, then you've got a chance to win that race to get better. So that was good to see. Now the next part of that is you take that practice into the game. You know, that's the next part of it, and that's what they'll be working to do. But the best way to play well in the game is to play well in practice.
John, we've seen Wiggins back at practice mm-hmm. this week. How do you feel like he's doing, do you feel like he's trending towards playing something?
Well, it's a great question. He practiced full speed. He was in everything. Had the red jersey on, but he was full go in terms of moving around and everything. And I thought he looked great, you know. So it's up to the doctors and the protocol, et cetera, and we'll see how that shakes out.
All right.
All good.
You're good. Sorry to do that.
It's usually Jones.
I'll take that one. Mel Kiper said that too high safety should be outlawed. Ben, what's your opinion on that?
Well, I mean, if you remember in the Chiefs game, it was a too high safety. They got beat for the touchdown. So, so I'm fine with batting at this point. Get it out. It's not really too high so much as it's split safety, quarters, too high, the variations that are umbrella type zone coverages that keep the ball in front, force teams to go the long way. So, no, I don't see it's going to get banned anytime soon. It forces teams to be disciplined and to execute and to not make mistakes on offense, and go the long, hard route. And that's what you got to get good at doing on offense. That's something we need to get good at doing.
Did you think about wearing Parsons' number for your pass rush reps?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't want to motivate a guy like that. No, I probably wouldn't do that. No. Good question. Thanks. All right.